Mr. Chairman, we do have quorum.
Well, do we have full board?
We do have full board.
Well, how about that? Would you give us the public hearing procedures?
This is the Taney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment Hearing Procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variance requests and appeals on decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for each case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you favor us with the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations of MAP. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. And we have on the docket tonight the Spring Creek Park Homeowners Association. You give us a staff report, Eddie.
It's the Taney County Board of Adjustment staff report for the Spring Creek Park Homeowners Association, dated August 18, 2010, case number 10-2. This is the public hearing for Spring Creek Park Homeowners Association in the Branson Township, Section 12, Township 22, Range 22. The applicants request an appeal of the July 2010 approval by the Planning Commission to split Lot 13 of the Spring Creek Park subdivision. History is a permit was issued by the planning staff to Bradford Joanne Properties to split Lot 13 of the Spring Creek. General description, the subject property is located off of Blackberry Drive in the Spring Creek Park subdivision. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential. The applicants maintain that the bylaws state that no lot in the subdivision can be divided. The quality of life of the residents would be adversely affected by noise and vehicles, that the well cannot handle additional household, that the road is private property, and the owners cannot handle the repairs on it. Summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approved this appeal, the final requirements shall apply. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Number one, permit number 10-2 is revoked. Actually, that would be, is that the number on this one? I think it's, let me give you an update on that number real quick. This would be 10-15, that is a typo there. The 10-5, Division 3 is the permit that was issued by the Planning Commission. So that this action would, if approved by the board, would revoke that permit. All of the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code would still need to be met, and the decision of record would be need to be filed with the recorder's office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay.
We've got a video, we've got some overheads here real quick, and then I'll come back and give you an update real quick.
Okay.
This is the subject property right here. Before we move on, this is the neighborhood. And as we get into this, one of the contentions was that lot size in here. And as we reviewed this, this lot was one of the bigger lots in the area for the whole neighborhood. And as we get into this, you'll be able to see that even across the street, some of these lots either were platted that way originally or were split down because lot size was one of the issues that was raised. Go ahead then to the next one. This is the lot in question. Of course, this is the lot across the street, which you can reference what I was referring to. You can see this is two lots over there now. While we're on this, the original request came through. The property owner wanted to split here and over on this side here like this. Our Board of Adjustment wasn't comfortable enough with this lot, even though it would make the 8,000 square foot minimum size required. It felt like we were going to be toying with the setback issues and everything like that. They felt in splitting this into three lots, it would make these lots a little smaller than the rest of the neighborhood and the surrounding area. So they as they made their decision, they said we can split here. This lot size will be a minimum of 11,000 square feet. The reason being is this is a bit of a drainage lot, which was addressed during our meeting there. And the reason this homeowner made this request was the fact that recently centralized sewer has come through here. And when that happens and these homes can be taken off the septic, then their requirements as far as lot size change, 70-foot frontage, 8,000 square feet. That homeowner agreed to the two lots instead of the three lot. He could appeal that and ask, you know, to have that removed and go back to the original request, but he has not done that. Requirements, of course, were that this home, before the lot could be split, would have to be placed on the sewer. It cannot remain on the septic because we're changing the lot size. That there would have to be a new well dug for the existing lot because it was brought up in the meeting that the homeowners association, their current well, would not handle the addition of another lot on there. Originally, they said two. This house should already be on there, so it shouldn't be an addition, even if we split the lot. But at one time, they were talking two lots here. Also, changes their DNR requirements and everything, which we did look at. Got another one? Okay. Let me show you the video so you can kind of get it. That would be us.
I will get there. Come on. I'm ready to start.
Yeah, you want to turn that off. There we go. That would be the drainage area here, I believe. I may not be down far enough, but I think it might be. This is the area where the new lot would be coming in, I think. I'm going to come around and make sure I'm in the right place. Yeah, this is across the street. And we're not going to spend, there's not a whole lot that you can see here. I'm going to take you there.
Kind of getting everything over
But this is, we're going to walk down here to the other end, though, and shoot back this way, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But this is actually the house here. Here, that sits on the lot. That's the house behind it, and then this is where the lot split would come in. And of course, you know, like I say, this is the drainage area that exists out there now. The streets, I'm guessing, were torn up by the placement of the sewer, and should, if they were black asphalt to start with, then normally they go back in and asphalt those back. And when we were out there this time, this wasn't finished because the manholes were still sticking up above ground. When somebody takes a look at say it may be asphalt by now. I don't know that it is. I haven't been out there this week. So as this came before our board, of course they entertained many, many different people came and signed up and talked to the board and everything like that. One of the complaints that was listed and addressed by our board was that they have neighborhood covenants, and it was explained to them at that particular time that while we understand they have them and we're glad they have them, it's not the duty, responsibility, or even the ability of Taney County to enforce their covenants. That is a civil matter, and they would need to be enforced through the system of the court system, civil court. There was a concern about additional traffic and people and cars and everything like that. This would be adding one lot, one house, and there would be the additional traffic of that one house. I don't know if that would overburden what's already there, but that is a concern. It was addressed by our board, and they didn't feel like it was enough to warrant not approving the request. Our decision of record states that a separate well for this new lot will be dug before a plat will be signed, so it will have its own water supply. It shouldn't be because the issue of the community well and being overtaxed and everything was brought up, and our board did listen to that. And did state that there need to be a new well. I'm of the opinion that the original house that's there is already connected and isn't any more burden, whether there's another lot or not. That original house probably should already be on the well. I don't know that it is, but I would think that it is. I know that the original house will be, before we sign the plat, taken off the septic and the septic destroyed, and then make sure that it's hooked on to central. There was one thing about the topography of the lot over there, and we're aware that there is a drainage area in there, and it was brought up, and our board did hear that. We've seen a lot worse, and not to say that none of that lot's buildable or anything like that, but it was mentioned our board did consider that before they took that into consideration, and in so doing, instead of allowing an 8,000 square foot lot, they set the minimum size at 11,000 square foot. Now you can make it bigger, you can't make it any smaller.
Where's the well lot? Have you?
Dan, bring up the. I'm not sure.
They indicate there's a 14-acre well at this time.
This is part of the subdivision, as is this. According to a Beacon, this is the subdivision here. I drove around looking for the well lot, did not see a standpipe or anything. Do you remember us doing that? So I would have to get a resident to point out to you exactly where the lot is.
Well, I believe I can answer my own question.
Okay.
It's on the Sweet Gum lot on the road, Spring Creek Road, and that parcel, arrow up to Sweet Gum. Up that, whoop. Come back to Sweet, right there, that house there.
You think right here is the well
behind
lot?
There is a well lot, I believe.
Okay, right here.
According to the legal description.
Okay.
But it serves the 14 lower lots because that's a big drainage ditch through there, and the upper area, I think, has its own well.
Okay. So, what I'm saying is I wasn't sure exactly where it was. It was presented that well is at capacity. That they wouldn't have the ability to add anybody else to it, and our board did say that in order to split that, it will have to have a well dug before we will entertain signing the plat.
Okay.
All right. And unless you have any questions for me, that's what I have for you.
All right. When were you out there?
We were out on. Let me look at. We would have been out on the. Probably this is the 19th. Probably about the 26th
of July.
It would have been after
July.
Yes, sir. It would have been the week after we after a public hearing. We would have had the vote, and then they would have filed, and then we would have gone out after that. So it would probably, and I believe
July
they filed 28th.
And who put the roads back in?
I don't know, but normally when the sewer district goes in, if the road was asphalt and they tore it up because they put the sewer line down the middle, they normally, whoever's doing the sewer project also comes back in and puts the road back in. Okay.
Well, I was out there today, and I did not see any manholes above grade.
Was it still dirt?
No, it was all gravel, white gravel.
Okay. And if it was gravel, they would have put it back gravel.
Yeah.
I don't know what the condition of it was and everything, but when we were out there, the man, because it was still just dirt, the manhole was sticking up on the end of the road about 4 or 5 inches higher than the rest of the road.
Right. I see we have a George Kuslin and a Nikki Richards. Richard, would you please stand? I'll swear you in. Right hand, please. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the thought of God.
I do.
Thank you very much. May I respond to some issues from an email that we received from Rod Phillips. This board is a public board, and we cannot comment or make any responses to any inquiry from the public without being in a public meeting. So his email wanted us to respond before this meeting. That won't happen ever, and that's the reason, because everything that this board does is taken at this time. There is no other fact-finding mission that we do beforehand other than we do get the docket, and if you're close enough that you want to visit the property as it's posted, you're so free to do so. One of contentions of Mr. Phillips in the email addressed the fact that he thought this was a hasty decision. The planning and zoning process starts out with a concept hearing, which is not a public meeting. It's open to the public, but the public does not have to be notified about it. And the concept, if it is presented and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at that time, then it advances to a public hearing. And that was so held on July the 12th, at which time it's everybody was notified and everybody had an opportunity to speak and raise their concerns and issues. The July 19th is not a public input forum. It is a public meeting, but there is no input from the public allowed. It is only for the commissioners to vote on their items on the agenda. So they have 9 members. There were 6 present at that time. So this was not, in my opinion, not hastily decided, as Mr. Phillips might have pointed out in his email. Be that that it may, Mr. Kuslin, would you like to address our board?
Yes,
would you,
I would.
Would you spell your last name for the record?
C-O-U-S-L-A-N-D.
All right.
I live at 255 Spring Creek Road in the same subdivision. My view is that they should be allowed to divide it on God-given rights. In other words, what I am saying is they want to divide it so they could raise the value of their property. I know other people in the area that have rental property, so they should be given the same rights. I think the land should be divided.
All right.
Thank you.
And your lot 14, or part of lot 14 that lays behind the Blackberry Road?
That's right, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right there. And you have 2.5 acres or more?
Right.
2.7. Okay. All right. Any comment? Somebody like to address him? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nikki Richard. And there's no S on that.
No S. It's actually pronounced Richard.
Richard?
Yes.
You spell it for the record?
R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Sorry for the mispronunciation.
Oh, it's okay. Gentlemen, I actually live in the house directly across from property that'll be that they're wanting to do construction on. The drainage that is there runs directly underneath my property to a creek that comes out the back of my property to George's house. My worry is it going to cause flooding? And the last big rain we had when they did the construction and already messed with that drainage, I have concrete underneath I have a manufactured home. And it's sitting on concrete. It came up to halfway up my concrete. I've lived there since I was 19 years old when I bought the home. It's never done that before. Ever. So this is a great worry for me. My other big worry is, and I know it's been addressed to you, gentlemen, and you've probably heard it a couple times, our well currently supports 14 to 15 people. The gentleman we talked to at DNR said more than likely the two people at the end of Sweet Gum are also on their own well, but he said more than likely they're in our pool. But we won't know until we go dry again, and then it'll cause them to go dry. That's how we'll find out they're on the same pool as us. So the thing is the gentleman, Mr. Clifton Finn of Missouri DNR, he advised us more than likely if these people do drill a well, that it will likely tap into what we're already currently using, and we'll still get the result of them being on our well and possibly causing us to go dry again. And this is something that quite worries me because, like I said, I'm a first-time home buyer. I bought it when I was 19, and I didn't know about the ways of a well until I've lived there for a while, and now that's a great fear I have to deal with because of the fact that me, as a member of this community, I'm going to have to come up with $50,000 to drill an even deeper well if these people do put this property there and cause us to go dry. So that's kind of the issue I want to address with you.
Do you know the existing depth of your well?
He just told me yesterday. I know it's sitting in the mud. I'm not sure exactly how deep it is. It's as deep as they said we're allowed to go at the current spot we're at, is what Rod informed me of last night.
I didn't know there was any restrictions on how deep you can drill.
I think it's because where our well is, we're at the mud level. So if we go any deeper, we're already, when they set it where it is, he said it already kind of brought in some mud. So we're as low as it can go in that area right now. We'd have to find somewhere else and go lower. That I don't know for sure due to the fact of I have no idea about this type of stuff.
Okay.
Matt.
Question?
I would like to ask one. On your well, this is a community well.
Yes.
And it meets the NR requirements for community well.
Yes, sir. It's tested regularly.
The Ruby Dew aqua, I'm not sure.
That I'm not sure. I'll go with what you say.
And I don't know that you have, because I don't know when it's drilled or anything like that. But normally it takes you into an aquifer deeper because it refreshes a lot faster mm-hmm. when you're doing that many homes, as opposed to a single-family well, which would go into the aquifer above that. Not to say that it does, but, I mean, your concern is legitimate if they do it the same aquifer. But for a single-family well, they don't normally go as deep as a community well.
Yeah. And I understand that, and I know from what Rod told me, we've already dropped it three times when they've added homes. There is one more thing I wanted to address before I step away from you guys. The road that is there is all that's going to be there. We only had gravel. We're a county road. We've talked to the board about the city taking us over. We all came together and said, no, we don't want the city. We like the county. We want to be part of the county. The thing is, though, is with the traffic that's already on that road, we get massive divots that I personally have to scrape dirt and stuff from my own property and go and fill in. So more traffic is going to cause us even more potholes. And I have now a low-riding car that this is going to cause even more issues with my vehicle as well when the damage of me going over the potholes, even at a slow speed. So that was something else I wanted to talk to you about. Thank you.
Okay. I might add you'll have one more in order to split the repair costs rather than just the one right now. Any other comments that anybody would like to make? That'd be fine.
It's at 465 feet, and there's no more room for us to go down.
465 feet.
Yes,
all right.
Where is that information from?
It's on the email that was sent to you.
It's on the email,
and it says it's at the bottom of the source for that particular aquifer, so they would have to go deeper into a different aquifer.
But you got this number from DNR?
Yeah, I believe that's where he got it from. Yes, he called DNR and had a report. He paid for a report to be done.
Bob,
could you elaborate a little bit about what you're perceiving as the drainage problem?
Well, can I show you?
There's a pointer.
Sorry. Okay. It actually starts back behind their property, which is this one right here. They sit up higher than us on Blackberry, so they normally get about, the last rain, they got about 2.5-3 feet of water that pooled right behind their house. What it does is it comes behind their house, comes right down the middle of these trees, and then goes right underneath my house and comes right back out here in a creek. Well, because of what they were doing with the construction all through here, this got blocked off. They had hay bales in front of it,
And what it actually did was pull up right in here and drained over right in front of my property. And literally,
We're two cinder blocks high.
Two cinder blocks high, and it was up to the second cinder block, almost, I'd say about a quarter of an inch up into it, which also causes problems of mold, all that other stuff. And that's my biggest fear, is what they're going to do to make sure that the drainage either stays going underneath my property and coming out the back of it, or they're going to find a way to make it go around me.
And you mentioned the hay bales. Was it because of that?
It was because of the...
It was a sediment erosion control measure due to that water being down there.
Is it a culvert that goes under the road?
Yes, sir, there is.
Takes the drainage across.
Yeah, and it goes basically directly... I think it cuts a corner of my house, and so it basically goes underneath my house.
So with those bales out of there, maybe you would not have the drainage problem?
Yeah. I've never had it before, sir.
I mean, you right there where that big clump of trees is.
Yes.
Right in here, it's clearly...
there's a dry creek bed.
And then the culvert comes in here and goes under and everything, so...
Thank you.
Any more comments to the speakers? All right, I declare the open meeting closed to the public, and we'll open this up for discussion or a motion.
I'll make a motion to let the Kane County Planning Commission decision stand.
In other words, you deny the
request
for the appeal?
Request for the appeal, yeah.
Okay.
Everything seems to be addressed. The concerns that appears to me that were addressed.
Okay. Motion been made. I'd ask for a
second.
I have a second from Tom. Any further discussion on the issues? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote then. David, how would you vote?
To deny.
All right. Tom, how would you vote?
To deny.
And Bob, how would you vote?
Deny.
And Jack, how would you vote?
To deny.
And the chairman would also echo the same. So we do have a 5-0 in favor of the, to deny the request. The choice from here, of course, would be go ahead and go to the circuit court for any deliberations at that time.
If you'll contact our office tomorrow, we can tell you what your options are and everything. And you talk to them, you either one, and we'll tell you what your options are. You still always have the option of
civil suit.
Yeah, take a homeowner's coverage and everything like that. So, and if you get that ruling, then of course everyone will override this. That's just not something we're allowed to do.
Okay. Next item on the business would be any old or new business.
I don't know if any of you had the opportunity to listen today, but the zoning districts came back before our commission, and they did have a 2-1 vote to approve the six zoning districts. I think I gave you a copy of those. Not six, there's about eight of them. Two agricultural, three residential, and everything. So that did move forward, and we should start into the phase of fleshing that stuff out and everything here in the very near future. You're aware of the Air Park in Cedar Creek, and I don't know, I believe you've been involved with some requests there, if I'm not mistaken, on this board. The old Greenlee house did burn down 2 weeks ago, completely. So, make you aware of that. Many of the residents called in and told us that it was gone. So make sure that you know that. Otherwise, things are just kind of moving along. You do meet again next month, if I'm not mistaken. We have an appeal of something. Pardon?
160 project.
Yeah, the 160 project. I don't remember if y'all have ever heard that before or not, but down on 160 where the car lot and the motorcycle shop and tire shop and all that's going in. Quick history of that was we noticed a little work going on out there as far as a culvert. I stopped to see what was going on. Found out that the developer was going to be building a pretty extensive project out there. And if you've driven by, you've seen it. didn't have any permits or anything at that particular time, didn't need any. Came and sat down with me, told me the plan. I told him real quick, you know, how long it took to get an approval. And he said, I don't have time. I got buildings coming, everything like that. So I referenced him to the elected commission for an emergency waiver. He presented that to them. They did agree. We issued permits for them to start building. They did then go through the process. The project was reviewed and everything. And, of course, it was approved. It was a good project. It was compatible, everything like that. However, the neighbors, and I think rightfully so, felt like before the project started, they didn't get any say or anything like that, and felt like, you know, this was setting the barn after the horse was loose or whatever. And I understand it appearing that way, and why we very sparingly used the emergency waiver procedure. Had a very good turnout that night, and a lot of people spoke, and a lot of issues were heard and everything like that. Project was approved on day 89. The neighbor across the street decided that he would go ahead and contest that decision, so you will be hearing that. And you'll get to. So if you have the opportunity as you leave here, it's just north here a little ways, and out there in the curve, right after you pass the H Highway and everything. There's a lot going on out there. But
is that all these buildings there? What's already
there? There's actually a total of four buildings to go there. One is a car lot, which basically will do most of its sales on the Internet. And in that, there will be a small repair facility for the car lot. Next to it is a tire shop. And at the tire shop, they do some oil changes in front of lines, things like that. The third building that he definitely had a use for is a motorcycle shop. The fourth building is basically a spec building. That's what hasn't gone up yet. He doesn't have a use for that. He did buy all of that property there and is building his residence on the back side of the property. So one of the requirements for that was that he go ahead and split that property off. So now there is two lots out there. And then in January, I believe he has a contract little house that's at the end. As you pass H Highway, there's a little corner house there. He will be buying that, so he will own that whole big corner area in the near future. That was the plan last
year. Back up, I missed something. How can he do all that and be all right without any permits? Isn't there a land disturbance permit?
Right. When I first saw him, they were MoDOT was placing a culvert in where they told him he could put a driveway. So nothing had happened at that particular time. So I stopped and said, hey, what's going on? They said, hey, we're going to be doing this. And I said, well, you know, you don't have any permits. We don't need any permits. We're in the county. And I said, well, I work for the county, and you need permits. And so we began to discuss, and he came down. I can issue a land disturbance permit for anybody, whether they have a project or not.
Right.
He immediately, the next day, got his sediment erosion control plan, everything together, pulled a permit from me for land disturbance and from DNR and began to prepare the land with the understanding he could not bring anything out of the ground until he either got an emergency waiver or he went through the process. And the following Monday, I think that was on like a Wednesday, the following Monday, he was before the elected commission on the Monday meeting presenting his project and why he needed an emergency waiver, equipment coming and no place to store it and everything like that. They agreed that that was a fit for them, and they said, we will grant you this emergency waiver, which then directs Dan, as Division 2 inspector, to issue the building permits under the emergency waiver. That's all done with the understanding that in the event that something goes awry and you don't get your approval, everything gets torn down and the land's returned back to its original state. So they still, you know, as this is appealed and everything like that, that's the investment that he has made. So if this board would see fit to revoke that permit, then, of course, his recourse is to ask for a rehearing, reconsideration. And then after that particular time, if it was still revoked, he could take it to circuit court and see. If he gets a note from circuit court, he spent a lot of money. However, I and my staff would never present a project for an emergency waiver or to our planning board that violated any of our absolute policies. So it did not do that. It's up to that board then to make the determination as to whether the project is a good fit, if it's compatible. If there's issues that are going to arise, if he can't get his parking, whatever the case might be. When that was presented, I don't remember the acreage. I was thinking somewhere well over 40 acres out there at that time. I don't know. I can get that for you. But as we went through that and the plan developed and everything, the planning board said, we want you to set aside this much acreage for this project, and we do want it split off separate from the rest of this because we don't want to make this whole piece commercial property. It scored, I don't have it in front of me, but it scored on our scoring sheet, it did score the positives, if I'm not mistaken, which not a lot of projects do, but it did score, I'm thinking up in the 12 or 20 range or something like that, as far as that goes. And, of course, we'll share all that information with you at the next meeting.
So was there a public hearing?
After the emergency waiver was granted, his application was already with us and everything like that. But we'd already had our meeting that month, so we couldn't get him into the following month. And he went through the concept, public hearing, and the vote.
Oh, all three?
Yes. It was after the fact.
Oh, he already built.
Well, he already has permits, and he did have one building started up. He poured foundation on one, I believe. But when we started through the process, before we got the process finished, he did have the red steel up on one of the buildings. It may have been a little further along. I don't remember offhand. But when we went out to film, it'll show what was out there, and we'll show you that film also.
So actually, the P&Z did approve it then.
Yes, it did go through the full process, and they did approve it.
That's the action that we're going to have to be asked about.
That is correct. And of course, the neighbors did feel this is just a formality, and I understand them feeling that way. This gentleman did avail himself to...
He jumped through all the hoops.
Whatever we want to call them, loopholes or whatever was available, he availed himself to those, he was granted those, and... he didn't do anything that was where we had to go out and shut anything down. So while the people would have liked to have had their input up front to where they felt like they would have had some influence on it, they didn't get it until after the fact.
If you hadn't drove by that day?
We would have caught it soon because we go out through there a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. And the first time I saw a piece of equipment out there, I would have stopped. That's... just what, unfortunately, when you work planning and zoning and you drive to the county, you don't look at the beauty. You look for what's disturbed or what's new. if there's a bulldozer sitting here, you say, why? So that's what we do.
Okay. Good. We'll probably have a full house then.
I would think you might have a few.
Okay.
So.
Are any of the commissioners going to be here?
I don't know. Of course, as you know, we're going to have a new presiding commissioner. I'm guessing there's going to be another election. I'd read that David Tate was running. I haven't heard anything recently. We will be losing Chuck Fennell, and Ron Houseman did win the Republican primary on that. So if Mr. Tate does run, it'll be a runoff between Mr. Tate and who's running as an independent, and Mr. Houseman. But we will be losing that. From our point of view, Mr. Pennell was one of the... he was the commissioner that showed up at all of our meetings and everything like that. So I don't know if one of the other commissioners will begin to do that or not, or what will happen. So we may see a commissioner, we may not see a commissioner. In this situation, I will encourage Mr. Paulson, the county attorney, to be here. Just because when there's something controversial like this that may go a little further, I want to make sure that he's comfortable, because if it does go to a circuit court or anything like that, he is the one that has to defend it. So Mr. Paulson is not required to be at all the meetings or anything. He used to come to all of them, and friends him a little bit ragged. But I do try to notify him when anything's controversial so that he can be here.
I'm not sure.
I don't know why it would. I'll let you know the date of the meeting, who voted, and how they all voted, and everything like that. I can get you the minutes from all that and things to show that this was done. And as a matter of fact, we'll put it in your packet for you and do the research and everything. They heard what he had to say, and then in the minutes to Mr. Pennell, as they were getting ready to approve, made sure that developer knew. You can. You're proceeding at your own risk, and you can lose on this. So that's where we are.
All right. Where is the sheriff's department located?
Unfortunately, there was a lot of things that happened during that meeting, and people uphill were getting stormwater runoff, which is basically impossible. And there was other people that are running businesses out of homes that didn't want this, and but they don't want to register their business either, you know, and things like that. So there was a whole lot of things that, that happened, and you know, so it's yes, I think you may see some people here. I don't think you'll see to the extent that we had that night. They wanted more to prevent it and to vent that they felt like the procedure was screwed up. And you know, I would have to say if I was against something like that and I didn't get to speak till after it was almost done, I would be a little angry too probably. But unfortunately, that is one of the procedures that we have.
In your opinion, though, if he went about this the right way and went through the permit system, would he have been able to build that? I think he would have.
My boy.
Even though it's in the middle of a residential area.
It's not in the middle of a residential area. There's several businesses in the area that establish commercial compatibility. Within 1,000 feet, you always got to have something. When you go down that corner, there's several things. There's car lots, there's propane, there's everything. And it only has to be within 1,000 feet of that property, and it is. So he's not... It's not really... You know...
They were taking agricultural land.
Yes, that was agricultural land. It was changed to that. Yes, my board, I feel confident the board would have come to the same decision that they came to, regardless of whether he already started or not. And they chided him for the way he went about it.
I can just hear Sarah.
Yes.
Oh, that's on the record, isn't it?
I think they've been a lot more comfortable about it and everything. But I don't. There's several members on that board. If it's a good project, it's a good project, regardless of how it comes about or anything like that. If it's not a good project, it doesn't matter who's for it. It's not a good project. And that's just the way they are. So, you know, I honestly believe they would have voted unanimously, just like they did. I believe it was unanimous. I can't remember, but we'll give you that. So.
You have the minutes of the last meeting in July before you? Would entertain a motion to approve, or
I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Been motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the July meeting. I will abstain from voting since I wasn't here, but I'll call for a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Call for a meeting to adjourn. Motion made and seconded.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you. I get asked questions sometimes by other boards and stuff about you and how I think you would vote. We normally try to tell everybody, I'm just not really sure because there's five of them.